Hey there, retail leaders. It's Steve Worthy. Before we jump into our episode that I know you are going to enjoy, I've got a little something that I think you'll like. You know how we always talk shop and we share insights here, right? Well, I put together this newsletter. It's called Worthy Retail News. Here's what it does. It allows us to continue our candid dialogue. It's another way for us to provide straight talk conversations and stories and even some more behind the scenes perspectives from top professionals in the retail industry. Just click the link in the show notes to subscribe, or better yet, you can go to worthyretailnews.com. It's just that easy. worthyretailnews.com. Trust me, it's worth a look. All right, let's go ahead and dive into the episode. In retail, it's hard to look past a given day, a week, or a month, let alone think about the end of your career, or even think about this big word that we often talk about, legacy, right? We hear it talked about so much. But here's the thing, and I need you to understand this, because tomorrow you should start to look at everything that you do, everything that you are, and the people that you connect with differently. Because here is the truth. I know this from my experience, from talking to other people, and it is just the truth. Your legacy is being developed and curated daily by your actions, your intentions, your relationships, your achievements, your failures, and those you lead. Once again, your legacy is being developed and curated daily, not over a month, but daily through your interactions with your team, your intentions, how you handle a problem, how you communicate effectively, your relationships. How important do you, on the level of connecting with people, how important do you put relationships on that ladder? Achievements. Are your achievements more important than your team's achievements? Failures. Are you learning from your failures? Are you evaluating your failures? Is your team doing the same thing? And then those you lead. Do they like being led by you? Do they like you? They don't have to necessarily like you all the time, right? And I know people say this, well, I'm a leader. I don't need to be liked. I just need to be respected. Bull crap. Bull crap. I'm going to call bull on that. I'm just going to call bull on that. There is something inside of us as human beings that want people that we lead to some degree to like us as a person and for maybe what we stand for. I'm going to let you know that right now. If you are thinking that you are this soul individual that says, I don't care what people think about me, you're lying to yourself. You are lying to yourself. Because you know why? Because I used to say the exact same thing. I used to say, I don't care what people think about me. They can say whatever they want to say, yada, yada, yada. And I realized over time in my leadership, as I started to grow in my leadership, that I did care. Not to the point where it moved me to make different decisions. I did care because, you know what? I cared for them, right? You can't be in this retail game for any amount of time, you know, 5, 10, 12, 20, almost 30 years, and not tell me that you don't care about people, that you don't in some way, shape, or form care about your team. You can put on the brave face all you want when you walk into a store, but there is a major part of you that cares about your team's well-being, right? About their family, their future, and their finances. You care about those things. So this last law of legacy, I don't have a massive like script that I wanted to talk about with this law of legacy. I really just wanted to have a conversation with you because this is the last law of the 21 laws around leadership, but we moved them and geared them, of course, towards towards retail leadership. You have to understand legacy is something that you are developing, and that when they see you, they understand how important you were to their lives.
Welcome to Retail Leadership, hosted by Steve Worthy. We understand that retail is a fast-paced industry and that a leader's decision will impact everyone, every day, all over the world. Listen, it's time for you to stop being the leader others think you should be, and time for you to become the leader you have always wanted to be. Are you ready? Let's go.
During my 26 years, I can say that I felt that I have left a decent legacy. I have felt that I have been able to touch the lives of a lot of people. Here's the other thing that a lot of people have said too, and I don't know if I agree with this, but it probably could have, that I could have stayed, another 5-6 years in retail and done more things. And I probably could have. I probably could have with the right company in the right situation. But I think what I realized was that over time I wanted to do exactly this, not just the podcast, but I wanted to be able to unashamedly speak to retail leaders about where they currently are in their journey, and also to give a sort of behind the scenes, you're not going to learn this in your books in retail. You're not going to learn this stuff in your SOPs. You're not going to learn this stuff when you go to HQ for some of your leadership training. They'll give you maybe the high level version, but they're not going to get into the nitty gritty like I have and will be. I feel that as a retail leader, we have been kind of marginalized, that we have been placed, when you start to think about the annals of leadership, there may be one or two sort of retail, CEOs and things like that that are probably placed in high regard. But I am more concerned with the field leaders, the senior vice presidents and down, regional, district, and store leaders, who on a daily basis lead millions and billions of dollars, and they don't necessarily receive the respect that they should. They don't receive the praise of what a retail leader does each and every day for themselves, for their teams, for their families, and for their team's families, for their future, and also for their team's future.
You're listening to Retail Leadership with Steve Worthy.
On a daily basis, you are touching and connecting with so many people that it is very hard sometimes for you to know when your day begins and when your day ends. Because as a retail leader, you are on stage, even when you're not on stage, even when you leave for the day and you left your last store, you're flying home and you're in the car and you're driving home, and boom, guess what? You get a call that there was a shooting, in your market, in my case, there were many shootings and also and riots in several of my markets. And so, you think you're off and you're not. And you immediately have to go back on stage and connect with your team and make sure everybody's okay. I have been very fortunate. I've been very fortunate to be able to develop and cultivate teams that, one, have my back. How many of you, you know, as retail leaders can say that your current team, you know, maybe your previous team, but your current team, that they have your back? They have your back in such a way that they want to help you build a legacy. They want to help you win. They want to help you get promoted, even though if that means losing you. Even if that means losing you, they want to help you get promoted. And here's why, is that they know that, one, you were meant for something bigger than this, than your current role. And that, two, when you get to the next level, you are going to impact so many more people. And the explosive growth that we just spoke about is going to be present in your life. Those are the legacy moments. Those are the daily intentional actions that you need to think about, that you need to see, and hopefully that you're taking, so that you can build a legacy. When you walk into a store, I can walk into a store that I haven't been in years, you know, 15 years. And if some of the same people that are there and they see me, guess what? They run over to me and we have a good chat and a good conversation about X, Y, and Z, and we move on. And they, you know, and they want to know about the podcast. They want to know about the coaching. I've actually had several people sign up that I previously led for coaching, you know, or for interviews, because we do interviews as well, helping people understand the complexities of a retail interview and what that looks like compared to every other interview that's out there. But to be able to walk into a store and feel the energy, and also to see things that you possibly have put into place that are still operating, right? That is such a cool feeling. That is a legacy feeling. That is something that is beyond you. It's a lot of times our legacy, we think about legacy meaning us and who we are. But to be very honest, your legacy is bigger than you, right? Leadership, I tell people this all the time, and they scratch their head when I say it, but leadership isn't about you. Even though you're the leader, it's not about you. It's about your team. It's about those you lead. How are you leading those you lead? Right? The other side of legacy, and I'm going to close with this, is the personal side of legacy. The personal side of legacy. You know, your retail career and your personal career sort of go hand in glove to some degree. And you have to protect your personal life as a retail leader. And here's one thing that I learned at a early age in my retail journey. My wife at the time said this to me. I didn't really think about it at the time, but I remember I came in one day and I was just kind of like, oh, you know, kind of feeling all dreaded and tired and da-da-da-da-da. You know, my girls were like, you know, jumping all on me and stuff like that. And I was just like tired and just yuck. And I remember she said to me, she said, I want to get the same Steve that your team and that those customers get on a daily basis. That crushed me because I thought that I was, you know, the same person, you know, at home as I was, you know, in my stores or whatever. And I wasn't, and I really wasn't, you know. I gave my team, you know, everything. And at that point in time in my career, I was moving up so fast that I failed to, you know, give my family, you know, that same measure of respect. So when you start to think about your legacy, you have to make sure that your personal life, your personal legacy matches to some degree your professional legacy. There should be, you know, there shouldn't be this major deviation from who you are personally to who you are professionally as a leader. The best leaders that I know, they're very similar in how they lead themselves personally and how they lead their teams. There is little deviation in that. So when you start to think about your legacy, ask yourself, what am I doing on a daily basis? What are my intentions like? What about my relationships? How much acclaim and favor do I give my achievements? Am I focused in on my failures? Do I fail fast? Do I fail forward? Do I help my team work through their failures to learn, to understand that it is a learning experience, and that failure does not mean it's not final? And then for those that you lead, how are you leading them? Are you leading them respectfully? Are you treating them fairly? Are you pouring into their lives? Are you sowing seeds into their lives of really good information and content, and so that they can take the information and move forward? What are you doing differently in your life right now to leave a legacy that is going to last? So when you walk into a store, they can say, "Hey, we missed you, but thank you for what you've done for us. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for the gift of you." That is the legacy that you want to think about leaving in your career. And as a retail leader, we have so many things that vie for our day. It's hard to look past, you know, a day, a week, a month to think about our legacy. But let me tell you what, it's the daily activities that make up your legacy. Thank you for listening to this Law of Legacy. I have been Steve Worthy. Have a great day, and God bless.
Okay. Before you go, hey, I just wanted to say thank you so much for being a massive part of Retail Leadership with Steve Worthy. I got to tell you, the ideas, concepts, and also the challenges that you guys face out there as retail leaders, you know, it keeps us going. It is the fuel that helps us create these podcast episodes. And we just want to thank you so much. Please, if you have more ideas and things that you're dealing with or struggling with that you want to hear about, let us know as well. Also, if you're interested in working with Worthy Retail, let us know. If you want to learn more about the campus, we have links in the description as well. So, hey, I will see you in the next episode. Have a great day, and God bless.